Howdy Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Christina Butts of the NCBA joining us in just a moment.
When it comes to protecting your diesel engines, we're with you. Less downtime and injector repairs? We're with you. Better fuel economy and power? We're with you there too. We're Cenex Premium Diesel Fuels, and whether you're running a fleet or a farm, you'll get unbeatable performance from our unique balance of 7 top-quality additives. Looking for quicker starts? Well, we're with you there too. So upgrade to Cenex Premium Diesel today. Cenex, our energy comes through. Cenex is a brand of CHS. It's true that the bigger your farm equipment gets, the faster you can feed the world, but it's also true that bigger equipment means bigger repair bills. In fact, replacing just one high-tech transmission could set you back $60,000. But not if you protect your investment with Cenex Petroleum Products and the Total Protection Plan for up to 10 years of coverage. The Cenex Total Protection Plan already protects thousands of pieces of equipment. Why not yours? Hear what farmers say about the plan at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Christina Butts, Executive Director of Legislative Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, one of those attending the Beef Industry Safety Summit this last week in Dallas, Texas. According to Christina, this particular meeting has built a real strong track record on bringing together a lot of different stakeholders and getting them up to speed on things that are going on within the industry to make sure the beef product that consumers enjoy is a safe product.
For 13 years, the industry has hosted a meeting to really bring everyone together to the discussion in terms of beef safety. And this is everyone from the cow-calf producer to the feed yard owner and operator, all the way through to the packer, the processor, into food service, into retail, reaching the consumer. And really, we all come together under one mission, and that is to have open conversations and dialogue about the safety of our product. There's also a great segment of the actual industry meeting that does talk about some of the latest research. Some of it has been funded by the Beef Checkoff, others have been funded by the private sector, some are funded through grants out of the Department of Agriculture and other government agencies. So really, it's a great learning opportunity for all stakeholders involved in the beef industry, all the way from farm to fork.
And Christina tells us one of the great things about this Beef Industry Safety Summit, the commitment that all segments of the beef industry has about producing a safe product for the consumer.
Absolutely. So everyone plays a strong role in the safety of our beef products, all the way from the cow-calf producer that's feeding and caring and raising that animal through the feed yard owner and operator who is there really in the finishing phases to help create that juicy, tasty, wonderful product, all the way through the packers, the processors, restaurants, food service, all the way to consumers. So everyone really plays an important role throughout the entire production chain, but also throughout the entire industry beef chain through to our consumers. So really finding some ways to help better understand each of the segments and better understand how we can learn from one segment to the next, and then what those research needs might be or what those industry needs might be, and then how we can work cooperatively as the entire beef chain, all the way from farm to fork, to address some of those concerns. And then really, you know, we've done a great job in the beef industry tackling a lot of issues over the years. So kind of finding ways where we can continue to develop and expand that is really one of the big focuses of our annual safety summit.
And Christina tells us that cattle producers, consumers, anybody interested in the safety of the beef that we're producing can see all the latest research at a brand new website that coordinates all types of research projects on behalf of the cattle industry.
It's called beefresearch.org. And this is really a great landing spot for anyone that's curious about the types of research that's out there with regard to the beef industry. So, for instance, on the safety of our product, the nutritional composition of our product, anybody can actually go to beefresearch.org and check out some of the latest research that's out there that's been peer-reviewed and published and is really available for anyone to view and access.
NCBA's Christina Butts talking with us about this last week's Beef Industry Safety Summit that was held in Big D, Dallas, Texas. Have yourself a good day, everybody. That's our electronic version of your Beef Buzz for you today. I'm Ron Hayes on the OklahomaFarmReport.com.